Singing is something that we can all do to varying degrees of success. But the social aspect of singing is something that makes choirs so popular. And one such choir is the One Voice Choir based in Middlesbrough. And joining me today to discuss this is Alison, who is the musical director of the choir. Thank you so much for joining me, Alison. So first of all, what is it that you love about being in a choir so much? And specifically, what is it that you love so much about the One Voice Choir?
I love the fact that it's inclusive. I love the fact that I've got people coming to me going, well, I can't sing. And I'm like, well, you probably can. You might not be a world-class soloist for the Albert Hall, but I'm sure that if you enjoy singing, that we can help. And, you know, if you're there because you need not just help with singing, but help with, you know, mental health and the social aspect of getting, you know, getting out, that is also a benefit. There are people, one lady that said, I don't normally leave my home, but you've got me out, you've got me singing. And, you know, the singing, of course, is important, but it's how you can give, it's what you can give to other people. And when you get a group of people together that have basic knowledge, and then they start to move forward and be able to sing in harmony, and they realize that being in this big thing creates, you know, it creates a real buzz about it, and they start getting excited about it. And to be fair, you know, they watch me getting excited about it and they're like, what is she on? So, you know, I just love the fact that, you know, it's everyone is here, those that can really sing and those that haven't done it before. It's a real mix of people, and it's a mix of all ages as well, because the people in my choir range from the age of 5 up to whenever they can't sing anymore.
So, Alison, you're registered blind and you're the director of this choir, and your eyesight doesn't affect your voice. Do you feel like you're on a level playing field when it comes to singing?
Mm-hmm. A lot of the things that I do with my choir that make me on a level playing field, perhaps, is that I work in probably quite a different way. Most choirs, they buy arrangements of songs, they buy licenses of arrangements of songs, and they look at the sheet music and they stick to what that sheet music does. Whereas I take a song, quite a few years ago, I was asked whether we could do Hail Holy Queen, and I thought, oh my days. Listened to it and thought, I need to pull all these parts out, because if I get the sheet music, it's going to take me longer to have it brailled and longer to find out from what other people are saying what it does. It's actually going to be quicker for me to listen to it and extract the parts as much as I can that I can hear. And if there are differences, it's because I've arranged it slightly differently. So the version of Hail Holy Queen that we do might not be the exact arrangement that has been laid out somewhere, but it's pretty close. Mm-hmm. So I usually, it's all in my head, all the parts, nothing's written down, which is in a sense a good thing, but in a sense not.
I just wanted to ask, what have you been doing through lockdown? Because obviously we can't get out all get in a room together and sing. So how have you been keeping sort of the choir going and how have you adapted through lockdown?
We tried Zoom. That clearly, you know, in a teaching capacity, we were sort of trying to do a little bit more musically with that. I didn't think it went as well as I would hope it would, but that could be because it was in the early stages, and perhaps if I had to do it now, we would think of another way. One of the ways I have worked is I will video myself on my phone, and then I will post those videos into the One Voice, the secret group just for the choir members themselves. So I'll say, right, this is, I don't know, Amarillo. So this is the bass part, this is the tenor part, this is the alto, this is soprano. So if you sing this, the problem is that with Facebook algorithms at the moment, even if you're in a group, if you don't constantly go into that group, you fall off the radar of the algorithms. So I don't think all of my One Voice members are seeing what's happening. So the Facebook Lives were a way of me not only reaching out to my members, but also reaching out to more people in case there were people that wanted to sing. And actually, we've had a few people, we've had two people join us in lockdown. Mm-hmm. So they've heard what we've done live and they've thought, yeah, we want a bit of that.
And if somebody is thinking, actually, I quite fancy a little bit of this, where can they find out more and get in touch and get involved?
We do have a Facebook page, which is One Voice Choir Middlesbrough. Now, the reason we've put the Middlesbrough in is because there are actually quite a few One Voice Choirs. There's One Voice Choir Leeds, there's One Voice Choir Weymouth, there's One Voice Choir. There's one in America that's really famous, but they formed after us. So I still say our name is valid. How dare they? But it's the One Voice Children's Choir, who are gorgeous, actually. So One Voice Choir Middlesbrough is our Facebook page. I'm Alison Trelfort. So if I spell my surname there, it's T-R, then E-L-F as in Santa's elf, and then A. So T-R-E-L-F-A. I think my mobile number is on that site, but should people want to get in touch and actually speak to me, you can do so. The phone number you are going to need is 07-824-8088-77, so 808877. So hopefully that's a reasonably easy number to remember. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you search for me on Facebook, you will be able to message me directly. We do also have an email address at onevoicechoirmiddlesbrough@gmail.com, so you can send an email there. But I never want people to worry that they're not going to be good enough, because we literally have a very broad spectrum of people, right from I haven't done it before, I'm scared, I was told I couldn't sing, I had to mime, to oh yes, I've sung in the Albert Hall, darling. I'm a deputy head of a school and I was a musical coordinator, darling. So there's right across the range, and I welcome, like I say, adults, I welcome children. I welcome people with different disabilities. So obviously I have another lady in the choir who is also blind. I have people who have autism that are with me. I've got obviously, even, you know, diversity of colour and race. We have different cultures of people within our group as well. So if you want to sing, even if you don't think you can, then there is a place for you with us, and we will make you feel as welcome and comfortable as we can.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us, Alison.
You're more than welcome. Anytime.